Certainly on one level, the Dalai Lama's approach to dealing with boredom may not apply to everyone. After all, few of us have jobs as Buddhist monks or leaders of the Tibetan people. But just as certainly, it would seem that the underlying principle could be applied to all of us, renewing enthusiasm and reawakening dedication by reflecting on the wider purpose of one's work. As I was about to follow up on this, however, another thought occurred to me. His brief reference to his political duties reminded me of how actively engaged in the world he is. I thought about his many responsibilities, demanding duties, and how hard he works. It made me wonder even more how he could claim, even in jest, that he has no job. The words, "I do nothing," still echoed in my mind. Since he had mentioned some of his occupational activities, I hope that this might be an opportunity to satisfy my curiosity about how he views his own job, and to discover how he remains happy despite the heavy burden of his responsibilities. He had touched upon the subject of how he personally deals with boredom. For many of us, boredom arises when we are engaged in some kind of repetitive task and we are not adequately challenged. I decided to shift the focus slightly and approach the subject from a different angle by soliciting his thoughts on the importance of challenge at work. Certainly, he had faced his share of difficult and challenging work. He had cautioned me that his experiences as a monk or political leader may not apply to everyone, but I knew that he was involved in many other kinds of activities as well. I decided to select one of his more conventional activities, his role as a teacher, and use that as a way to introduce the subject of difficult and challenging work. I heard that you were just in South India, and the rumor is that you gave some very difficult teachings there, very complicated.
Yes, that's true. In fact, I had to do a lot of homework ahead of time to prepare for those talks. At this teaching, there were around 9,000 monks. And of course, many of them are students who study these texts. So in their mind, these subjects are very fresh. To me, they are not that fresh anymore.
So it seems that you had to prepare a lot and that it involved a lot of hard work?
Yes. Ever since I agreed to give these teachings, almost a year before, I had a little anxiety about it. So for 2 weeks before I went there, I read seriously and made notes for 3 hours every morning. The teachings were to be 5 hours each day for 5 days. So when the teachings began on the first day, I still had some anxiety. But after I started the first session, then I felt a little more comfortable. I felt, now it's okay. Then the second day, the third day, fourth day, every day things got a bit better.
I'm curious, did that hard work create a sense of satisfaction for you?
Yes, in fact, on the last day, I felt tremendous satisfaction, tremendous relief. I'm finished! Of course, in this case, the feeling of satisfaction was due, at least in part, simply to the relief of anxiety. But overall, it seems that the harder the work, the greater the sense of satisfaction. So generally, I feel that if you face this kind of hardship right now, later on, it's definite that you will enjoy a special sort of satisfaction. Happiness will come. So hardship is the seed of happiness, the foundation.
You're saying that you went through a lot of hardship and it contributed to a sense of satisfaction. I'm wondering then, do you feel that work needs to be challenging in order to be fulfilling? Is that an absolute requirement for satisfaction at work?
Probably it's better not to have the challenge.
Huh? I wasn't sure if I heard correctly. He had just got finished acknowledging the satisfaction one gets from accomplishing some challenging work. But you just said,
challenges are always there. Life will always present challenges. They are always present in life. We are bound to encounter them. We don't need to add any additional problem.